Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. What's going on, guys? Good morning.
What it do?
Oh, it's finally here.
The cash money giveaway.
That's all I want to do is give away the cash now. You know, it's like
I can't wait to give away other people's money.
Yeah, you
can. That's the best part about
it. You want to make people happy. You feel like Oprah, right? You know, like, and you get $2,500. And you get $2,500.
What, Key?
Oh, no, I was talking to the control room. I'm having difficulties with
you. Why are you over here pressing every button?
Because my communication is down. No, my communication is down. So can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, we're sitting right next to
you. You're right next to me.
No, I can't hear you in my ear, but I can't hear Jay in my ear either.
I can't hear anything. I can't hear nothing. I don't hear the show. But we're on. I know that much.
Yeah, the show hears you.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's interesting. We're off the top, Max. That's an interesting word. Oprah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is.
I'm just saying.
But doesn't it feel that way?
$2,500 every hour.
You want to make people happy, give them cash.
You get a car.
You know, like, hey, why does that dog always come to you? I feed it, right? Why do the people like you? I give them cash. All right. It is the KJM 10K a day giveaway. It's here every hour. We're giving someone $2,500. Just have to listen for the winning word. Every hour, $2,500. Meantime, guys, you can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper, and it ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Now, New York played New York, and L.A. played L.A. And the heritage franchises, in this case, the Knicks and the Lakers, they got it, man. They took L's. The Lakers not only lost, but LeBron James had to leave midway through the fourth quarter, did not return. Lakers lost 114-101 to the Clippers. Not even a cross-town rivalry. It's a cross-hallway rivalry. You play in the same building. Here's LeBron James on his leg injury.
How do I feel right now?
Yeah.
I feel good. I mean, besides, you know, the injury, you know, get pictures on it tomorrow and go from there. But didn't do anything, you know, extraneous on the play. Just when I landed, I felt a little, you know, either spasm or strain in my groin. So immediately I just come out after that, after the next play down when I went to the free throw line.
See, this is what I'm talking about. So LeBron James starting to be hampered by injuries at this stage of his career, multiple years now. There's been things that occur. And also, I mean, LeBron James is getting up the same shot attempts as Luka Doncic. Like, they're not the same. Like, Luka can carry at his age the entire offense like LeBron used to. LeBron shouldn't be doing that now. So I'm looking at this is the Clippers have won 9 straight. Against the Lakers. 9 straight.
No Kawhi.
Against the Lakers. No Kawhi Leonard. People don't know when Kawhi is going to practice. When Kawhi's built for the postseason, not the regular season. Paul George is roasting him. Anthony Davis disappears late in games. That's been typical. You wonder why he's not even aggressive, right, for a guy that's supposed to take the torch, take the mantle. And Russ is coming off the bench playing with energy, but at the end of the day, it's their roster, man. It's their roster. It's not good. That's why I didn't have high expectations for them coming into the season.
Well, I think everybody knows that the roster's not very good. But I want to ask you, is LeBron James still a top 10 player in this league?
His legacy will have him as a top 10 player.
What do you have him?
But I mean, his skill. I'm talking about his skill set.
Ultimate
his ability.
Skill set, yeah, but he can't carry an offense anymore.
Bottom, toward the bottom of the top 10?
Yeah, he might be right outside of it.
Really?
And that's okay.
You would put 10 guys ahead of LeBron right now?
Maybe.
You could find 10 dudes?
I'm not like 10 guys that I would build my franchise.
Oh, yeah, no, that's different.
Ten guys I like right now to carry an offensive load for a season, yes.
Yes, that I understand, even if
overall,
50 games, LeBron might be better.
But is he a top 10 player?
But like, I'm answering that question. I'm saying not right now, no.
I see what you mean. You have to be available two-thirds of the time.
A top 10. Can he be a top 10 player again?
I mean, it's LeBron James. I'm never going to discount LeBron James. What I'm saying right now, when I look at top 10 players, I'm saying, okay, like, I need you to be available. I know you can carry the offensive load for the most part of a season. And I think right now with the current construction of the roster, like, LeBron James, there's greatness there. I'm not saying there is not greatness. Like, please nobody conflate what I'm saying. One of the greatest players to ever play the game. Well, in my opinion, the greatest.
His greatness may have run out. It's okay.
Well, I mean,
dude is 1,000 years old,
well,
man.
Saying,
his greatness may have run out. He's been hurt literally, if my mind is correct, every single year he's been a Laker. He has missed time due to injury.
Let's back up before we even talk about the injury. I know what you're saying, Jay. I think I understand. To be a top 10 player, you have to carry the load for a season. Man. When he is on the court.
See, but that's a major caveat.
I understand. Given, gotcha. Given this gotcha. Is, I'm not claiming, but when he is playing, where does he rank in the NBA when he's available? Is because he's not one anymore, right?
No.
Even if he's available.
No, I think Giannis is one.
Giannis is one. Is
Luka,
he in the?
I think Steph is two, Luka three. Like,
right. I think that's probably right. I think it's Giannis and then Steph.
You can make
Steph.
A comparison between Steph and Giannis for one, two.
Where's KD in all that?
KD's right up there. KD's top five.
Then they're all ahead of LeBron when they're available.
Yes.
What is slipped
so LeBron
about?
LeBron is out of the top 10, it sounds like.
No, I know, but Jay is two different things. One is his injury makes him unavailable, so you wouldn't build around him. He's not a top 10 player. But
I'm just saying, but if you watch.
What is eroded in his game when he's available,
just
Jay?
It's not eroded.
He can't shoot anymore.
Right, that's for sure.
Words like this, too, like, I'm never going to say something's eroded as it relates to LeBron James.
Why? It's going away, no?
Just the pace. It's just looking very different. Like, the pace of the game, when you watch the pace, when LeBron gets the ball, everything slows down.
Well, that's age, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's older.
And he goes ISO mode like James Harden at times. And the offense isn't constructed, and neither is the game where it's played right now. It's a faster pace.
So, in other words,
people are seeing it.
I'm trying to understand.
His mind can do all the same things.
Exactly.
His body doesn't allow him to do those sort of things now, so it turns into ISO ball because his mind is telling him, okay, you can go by this dude, you can do this. And he's sitting there, and it's not happening.
Yeah, that classic age.
That's the back in the day to Kobe Bryant, right?
Yep.
Kobe was at the end, Kobe doing this.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't
the YMCA game.
He's doing this all day long.
Kicking the ball ahead. Hey, make the right pass, make the right read. But like the explosion and all that.
So that's the reason I wanted to pin you down about that is where are we in LeBron James's career? We are now at the stage where even when he's available, the reflexes have diminished to the point where it's more ISO ball. He can't go in the flow or lead the pace of the game anymore.
It has to be more ISO ball because he doesn't have the personnel around high volume pick and roll.
Is he an all-star two?
He'll always be an all-star.
No, I'm talking about an all-star two. What I mean by that is if he had Kevin Durant, I just use Kevin Durant. If he had Kevin Durant with him, will he look different?
Who am I letting go?
No matter, just Kevin Durant with him.
KD and LeBron are the two best players.
That type of player. Those are the two best players.
If he had KD, fine. Like, KD is still like, they don't play off each other. I know, but it's more personnel because he needs people that he can make reads off of. Right? Like, so if I'm coming down and KD's set a screen for me.
So if he had Kyrie.
Yes.
If
he had a compatible piece, like, other than AD, who sometimes disappears in the fourth. Not sometimes, a lot of the times. Like, and other shooters around him, I think it would look different, but still, it wouldn't be the same.
I mean, we have a lot of words that could have been the winning word there, right? Like, for example, we had Oprah. We had, let me see, another one, Groin. That got a chuckle out of Key.
What?
We have, see, like, even now, he can't help it. He's trying to cover up the smile.
Old?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Reflexes.
Mm.
Reminder, we are giving away $2,500 every hour of this show. When you hear the sounder, text 777-000, 777-000. You win $2,500 every hour.
Every hour.
Guys, is it time to panic for Aaron Rodgers? Sometimes I say people should keep cool. Other times I think you should run around with your arms flailing and not thinking. Is it time to panic for Aaron Rodgers?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Been a rough stretch for us really since London, losing five in a row.
When I look at them, I don't know where the connection is going to happen.
I don't know the last time I saw a team and organization fall this far, this fast, this sudden.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Your ESPN app. Guys, at 10 after the hour, every hour of KJM, we're going to give you the winning word. And when you hear the winning word,
get in.
Someone's getting $2,500.
That's a lot of money.
Singles.
Give me the loot.
I'm a bad boy.
Now, listen, I'm supposed to tell you the winning word at 10 after, but it occurs to me, I got $2,500 here. I don't have to tell you at 10 after. It might be 11 after. See what I'm saying?
Might be 12 after.
That's right. Right
Might
now
be
25 it's 16
after.
$2,500. You could listen a couple extra minutes.
Come on, man.
And maybe I already told you the winning word. Maybe I just told you the winning word and you don't even know what it is.
Mortgage payments, man.
Do you know what it is?
I know what it is. Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Douglas, ESPN football analyst and ESPN radio host. What's going on, Harry?
Nothing much, fellas. How y'all doing? Key, glad to see you this morning. Jay, glad to see you this morning. Max, I seen you yesterday, but still glad to see you this morning, my man.
Harry, did you enjoy your bottle of Don Julio 42?
Just wanna, no, remember, I told you on Thanksgiving. I'm going to drink it on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Since I lost the bet about my Mets and your Braves, like, I paid up. So.
If you're going to drink a whole bottle of alcohol on Thanksgiving, then I need to really come to your house and sit down with you and have a real conversation.
Well, Key, I'll tell you this, Key. I'm not even a drinker like that anymore because, you know, it dehydrates my throat and messes up my voice
dehydrates
for, like, media
my
stuff.
Throat.
So I don't really drink like that, but I could drink that whole bottle, Key, and won't even be buzzed.
Harry, Ooh. We have a winning word on this show. Every hour we're giving away $2,500. All people have to do is text the word that I'm about to say to 777-000, and you can enter for your chance to win $2,500. We're doing this every hour. We're giving away $10,000 a day. We're going to do it every weekday from now. Listen to this. Until the end of the show on December 7th, Harry. December 7th, no purchase necessary. It ends December 7th, 2022. You can see official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest for entry instructions. You know what the winning word is, Harry?
Well, hold on. Let me text really quick so I can get in on this.
777-000,
baby. I don't
think
you qualify, though, Harry.
The winning word is...
I got it.
I got something in my throat.
You okay? Do you need some water?
Yes.
Not so fast, my friend.
The winning word is loot.
Loot!
Loot! L-O-O-T, loot.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
I'm a bad boy. All right, there it is. Loot is the winning word. Text it to 777-000. All right. Harry, Packers got the Cowboys coming up this weekend. And, you know, look, the Cowboys just, they put it on the Bears. As Key says, if you're a really good team, you're supposed to beat up the bad teams, right?
Yep.
Right now, Packers are a bad team. Cowboys going to get them like that?
I think you got to kick them while they're down. I think one of the things that stand out to me when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, and you look at Aaron Rodgers, right, a guy who normally takes great pride in taking care of the football. The last four games, he has 6 turnovers. You look at the Cowboys' defense, they're, I think, tied for 3rd in turnover differential, and they're number 1 in the National Football League in sacking the quarterbacks, and they have guys over there. And a coach in Dan Quinn that preaches, you know, when you're sacking a quarterback, strip the ball, get strips, sacks and sack fumbles, and try to return it once you get that. So I think when you look at Aaron Rodgers and this Green Bay Packers team right now, I think a lot of those guys are pressing over there on that within that offense and team, period. But especially within the offense, if they aren't careful with a team like Dallas Cowboys who has an elite defense, they can actually get embarrassed on Sunday.
Well, I think on both sides of the ball when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, they're in trouble. They're struggling on the offensive side. They got a banged-up receiving unit. That's a problem. Aaron Rodgers isn't playing great, like Harry said, turning the football over at, I don't want to say a record pace, but an alarming rate for somebody like himself. And then when you look at the defensive side of the ball going up against this unit that the Dallas Cowboys have come up with where they're not turning the ball over and they're playing within themselves, running the football solid and sound, just enough in the passing game to go along with the defense, Green Bay's in trouble. They may lose 6 games in a row. And what would this be for them at home? A couple games in a row now?
I'm not sure. I don't have the record up.
But it's going to be 6 overall.
But I'll tell y'all this.
I know they beat Chicago at home.
I think the worst part is that who they're losing to. Mm-hmm. They've lost to the Jets, the Giants, the Commanders, the Lions. If you would have told me, bet every dollar to my name, that the Green Bay Packers wouldn't lose to those teams in straight fashion, I would probably lost every dollar I own.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm looking at the losses.
I'm with you because the thing is, but you know Harry hadn't played in the league. It doesn't really matter about the records and what we think about a team.
It doesn't.
And I tell people that all the time. It's like, oh, they're sorry. There's no way they're – I'm like, man, you don't even understand, dog. It's almost like Seattle at the beginning of the year. Everybody looked at Seattle's roster and makeup, and they don't really understand how Seattle's in the position that they're in because if you're playing in the National Football League, you're good.
Yeah.
You're not bad. And if everybody that's good comes together and follows the coaches and do what they're supposed to do, you're going to put up a fight.
So, Harry. It would be their 3rd straight loss at Lambeau because, remember, the Giants and the Jets went in and got it.
They don't lose at Lambeau at that rate. Harry, you know, it's funny listening to sound over the last day, hearing Pete Carroll talk about, you know, all the things that they're doing in Seattle and the fact that, you know, they're using the wristband and it makes it easier for communication. And then seeing Russell Wilson kind of respond to that from the Denver Broncos saying, well, we didn't use wristbands and, you know, we still won at a pretty high rate. Just kind of brings up that pettiness that I feel between coaches and former teams, right? And I look at Mike McCarthy, how much the whole notion or narrative around him has changed in the year as we're talking about this team having a chance to win a Super Bowl. How personal is it for Mike McCarthy to go back into Lambeau and to keep the foot on their neck while the Packers are down?
I think it's very personal. You look at Mike McCarthy in Green Bay and him winning the Super Bowl there, and I was actually on a team in Atlanta in 2010 with the number 1 seed that they came in and blew us out in the Georgia Dome at the time. You look how he got kicked out of Green Bay. You know it's personal for him. You know he's trying to not make it all about himself, but he's going to mention something to his entire team. He's going to let that defense know, I need a little extra from you guys this week. That this is close and dear to my heart. And those guys are going to have his back 100% because we got to give Mike McCarthy credit. He's been phenomenal this season. As much as we got on him last year, he's been phenomenal this year. The formula that they found on offense when Dak Prescott went out, I think that's the formula they need to stick to, and they have been sticking to. So we got to give credit where credit is due. And this is going to be extra, extra personal to Mike McCarthy, who was once in Green Bay and won a Super Bowl there too.
Harry Douglas, ESPN football analyst, ESPN radio host, and Shemp in this Three Stooges situation. Number 1 guy off the bench. Thanks, Harry.
All right, HD.
Harry. All right, fellas.
Harry, make sure you text Loot, man. Text Loot.
Oh, I know.
777-000, baby.
I need some free money. Y'all know I'm cheap.
Take your pick. More likely to collapse in the second half, Bills or Chiefs. That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, we got
Max,
water.
Max. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, look at this.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Whoop.
Look at this. We got water. Finally. No, I'm good without a straw. Thank you,
James. Throw it to him and see if Max
but
can catch
you know
it.
What I would like, James?
Oh,
could
got
you
it.
If I took could you just pour this when I need it? Okay, thank you. James, ladies and gentlemen, the angry Chiefs fan. Is James on camera?
Yes, he's on camera.
See this guy right here? All we do is praise the Chiefs every single show. Mahomes, the question, I don't want it with the ice though. This is just perfect. Thank you very much.
We at a high end restaurant.
I was literally about to say, this is the type of dude at a restaurant you don't want to be with.
But yes. Excuse me, I asked for salt. Lightly sprayed salt.
I'm with that, by the way. People are not specific enough. Like, if you say make a specific request, then you should get exactly what you request.
I'll send my food back 50 times till you get it right.
What?
Yeah. I asked you to cook it this way. I asked specifically, I do not want my mustard here. I need it on the side.
Yeah.
I don't want it on my sandwich.
So how many times do you think you send it back to the kitchen before they spit on your food?
I don't worry about that.
You just eat it anyway?
I do worry about that.
I worry about that.
There are checks and balances
only so
in life.
So many times here, okay?
I have to think the type of restaurants that Max takes me to and we eat at that I don't have to worry about those fine chefs doing something.
Oh, Yates spitting on your food off the first
one. He won't be a chef, though. Yates say, Chef, did you not hear what I just said? The fine restaurant that Max takes me to.
Yates will not be a chef at a fine restaurant? Look at that beautiful face.
He wouldn't let me in that joint. I'm too facially gifted for that.
This is not the hamburger joint across the street. No.
Jeez.
This is not.
Guys, we're going to play Take Your Pick. Basic. More likely to collapse in the second half, this team or that team? Shannon?
All right, first two teams up on the list. Take your pick. More likely to collapse in the second half, Bengals or Chargers? Key, more likely to collapse in the second half.
I think it's going to be the Cincinnati Bengals more so than the Los Angeles Chargers. I think when you look at what Cincinnati's up against, the Chargers will eventually get Keenan Allen back, who's been practicing a little bit. You got Mike Williams, obviously. Keenan has a little bit of the hamstring issue. I think the left tackle's starting to get back in the groove. He may be back at the end of the year. But Justin Herbert, they've won four of the last five games, even though they haven't been pretty. So I think it's the Chargers.
I mean, I really want to say either, but if you're forcing me to choose
Bengals,
one, I would take the Bengals along key. I just watching the way Justin Herbert has kept this team afloat, even playing through the barbecue ribs with Austin Ekeler and company. And if you look at the second half of their season, not as difficult as the Bengals' second half of the season is.
The Bungles or the Chargers going to Charger, right? Mm. So this is but the Bengals overcame that Bungles thing as soon as Joe Burrow showed up. They went to the Super Bowl, came a throw away from winning. The Chargers still Chargers somehow, and even though you're right, your analysis is right, guys, and the Chargers top to bottom have a better roster, and Justin Herbert's a stud, I don't think either is going to collapse. If I had to pick one, I'd say the Chargers.
Oh,
like,
Shannon,
it's just what they do.
I just got to state for the obvious, I don't like the situation and predicament you put my friend Max Kellerman in. You're forcing him to choose between
my
his
children.
Two favorite children.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Shannon, that's your cue.
It's called producing, guys.
Max likes more quarterbacks than Jay likes teams.
I like three.
This is accurate.
I got four quarterbacks. Okay, and building, they are and in growing. Order.
We're There's building.
Mahomes is my We're favorite, building. Then Burrow, then Herbert, then Lamar. Those are my top four.
And your adopted is Geno Smith.
Well,
yeah,
he's just a friend of the family.
Can you come in? Or you keep him on the porch?
Damn.
Wow. Okay.
Damn. All right.
Let's move on to the
Max,
next game.
Don't answer that question.
I thought we were building.
Wow.
We're building.
I'm just saying. I'm not you guys.
Key. Don't get Max canceled.
I know hey, we're in a climate and there's
Shannon,
a lot of things going
away.
On.
That's not how he meant it.
But that's not
that's
how
not
I
how
meant,
he meant it.
It came out that way, yes. But that's not what I meant.
Jeez.
Hey, crazy.
Right?
All right,
I don't next think two. I meant it that way, did I?
Yeah, you did. All right, Key, next two teams. Take your pick. More likely to collapse in the second half, the New York Giants or the New York Jets?
You know, it's so wild. If I say the Giants and I'm this and that, if I say the Jets this or that, I don't think either. Can I say neither?
No, that's the whole point.
You're take to your one. Pick, one or the other.
Come on, man.
If I had to say, I'm going to say. If I had to say, I'm going to say the New York Giants. Hmm. If I had to say, I'm going to say the New York Giants. Because I feel like if the Giants, for some reason, miss any time, if Saquon Barkley misses any time away from the team, it's going to hurt the team. If Daniel Jones misses any time, it could potentially hurt this team. The New York Jets, on the other hand, they don't rely on their quarterback, and they're not relying on their running back. You saw what they did. They went out and got James Robinson from the Jacksonville Jaguars. They got a young nucleus. They got a solid, just crazy young defense right now. That's who they rely on. They don't rely on the QB.
I would probably – look, I'm a Giants fan. Hurts me to say because I would trust Daniel Jones way more than I would trust Zach Wilson when it mattered the most for making the plays you need him to make. But the Jets defense is just – it's more talented. And – even both the AFC East and the NFC East are the toughest divisions in football. Probably have to lean towards the Jets.
Big dude in the middle on defense, too, for the Jets.
Quinnen Williams, man, beast.
But Key's analysis convinced me. He's right. The Jets easy. Are not as reliant on two guys, right? So they can better withstand bad luck than the Giants. The Jets can better withstand bad luck.
And the thing is – the Giants' defense is good, but it's not the – believe it or not, it's not the Jets' defense.
No,
they're
it's good. Not.
They don't have
it's
as
not.
Much talent on the
– Jets' defense right now.
Thibodeau would
Sauce
have to take Gardner, a giant
man.
Step
Those
forward.
Special.
Yep.
All right, Key, next two teams up on Take Your Pick. More likely to collapse in the second half of the NFL season, the Tennessee Titans or the New England Patriots?
The New England Patriots. I don't think the Tennessee Titans – first of all, the division is just hot garbage, right? You got Jacksonville, you got Houston, and the Indianapolis Colts with our good friend Jeff Saturday, who's going to help me get some laughs here next week when he throws the red flag unnecessarily. And you got a running game. They just turn around and hand the football to Derrick Henry. Their defense is good. You know what you're getting out of Tennessee Titans. The New England Patriots are still trying to figure out what their situation is at quarterback, believe it or not.
It's easy for me. It's the Pats. Patriots, they have the second hardest remaining schedule left in the NFL. With the quarterback questions you have, I know what Tennessee is. I know the ground game. I know what Derrick Henry, as long as he stays healthy, what he brings to the table. But I don't see it with the Pats.
Yeah, it's the Pats. I'm looking at that schedule right now.
It's tough,
listen
man.
To these games. Jets at Vikings, Bills at Arizona, then at Raiders. But then Bengals, Dolphins at Bills. Mm. It's a tough schedule.
All right, moving on. Next two teams on Take Your Pick. More likely to collapse in the second half of the NFL season, Key. Vikings or Dolphins?
I dare pick the Dolphins. Why would I ever do such a thing? I would say the Miami Dolphins. I would say the Miami Dolphins, if anything. Because the quarterback, you don't know what that concussion situation is, really. I mean, he's been healthy over the last couple weeks, but we don't want that to reoccur. If that reoccurs, then what? At some point in time in the second half of the game last week, if you saw what they did, they doubled both receivers on the outside. So when you get in that situation like they did against Chicago, now all of a sudden you say to yourself, uh-oh, this could happen, and this is a repeat thing that defensive coordinators are sitting back and taking a look at. I don't know that there'll be a collapse completely, but if anybody struggles out of these two, I think it's the Dolphins along the way.
I have a tendency to believe in Mike McDaniel to kind of tinker with some of those strategies to give some different optionality for Tua and the Dolphins. I look at the Vikings, yes, their record is legit, right? But they've won a lot of games by single-digit margins that could have gone the opposite way. So I think as we get deeper into it, I'm just wondering if the Vikings will start losing some of those really close games that they found ways to win earlier in the season.
And you bring up a good point, but that goes for a lot of teams in the National Football League, including the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins have won a lot of games where they had to come from behind.
That's very true. Very true.
So all teams do that.
Yeah, fair.
And look at Tampa Bay. They had to do it against the Rams. It just, you know, it's one of those situations, I guess.
Minnesota is stacked. But Kirk Cousins is not in the MVP conversation. Nice little quarterback, not in the MVP conversation. Tua is in the MVP conversation.
You shouldn't be calling any quarterback little. I mean, you're 5'8".
But okay, I'm an inch shorter than you. That's true. We were just measured
back to
back.
6'2" in the program, baby.
But the point is, like, Tua's in the MVP conversation, man.
Is he really, though?
He is. He really is, Key. He really is. He's balling out.
We've got you to finally believe in Tua. Can you just start saying his name in the conversation? He's not leading the conversation, but he's in the damn conversation.
By the way, he's damn close. He's right up toward the top, you know?
Why? QBR?
Tua? But you know what that really measures?
Who has him there?
You know, a lot of Key. The dude is throwing touchdown passes. He's completing like a million percent of his throws. He's winning games. Like, what do you want him to do?
All I keep hearing is Mahomes.
Yep, Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Allen, Tua.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Tua's ahead of Lamar right now. He's ahead of Lamar. At this moment, if the MVP was given out right now, he'd be ahead of Lamar.
Yes, man. Yes,
he got a hot breath mouth.
It's hard,
you
man.
Don't
he
know
got.
What to say.
You know, there's
because
some,
it's just ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
Because you manufacturing.
He's not
stuff.
Manufacturing anything.
He's manufacturing
stop.
Points
he's
and wins.
Wins.
I never said he wasn't. But you start talking about he's the MVP.
Top
five.
Don't do that.
But see,
we're saying he's in the conversation.
You can't be. There's no five MVPs, Max.
Yeah, but there is a top
Nobody
five.
Nobody goes from 5-1. It doesn't happen.
What?
Nobody goes from 5-1 to win the MVP.
Someone could be in fifth place in MVP odds this time of year and easily win MVP.
If they win the AFC East and he balls out of control.
They could win the AFC East because Buffalo in his quarterback situation.
Is the AFC East the hardest division in football?
Yep.
I would probably say yeah.
Okay, so... Don't you factor that into
he
it?
You can barely spit that out. Said,
I would probably say yeah.
I know you don't like it. I know the way we see MVPs, it doesn't fit the same narrative, but I'm just saying it is there. It's happening.
No, Max said he was the MVP.
No, I never did. That's in the conversation. He's in the conversation.
All right, next two teams here. Take your pick right here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're looking at teams more likely to collapse in the second half of the NFL season. The Philadelphia Eagles or the Dallas Cowboys, Key, more likely to collapse in the second half of the season?
I mean, just for your game's sake, I'm going to just say the Dallas Cowboys. I think if anything were to happen, that would be the team that loses more games than what we like. Why are you laughing?
Because it's just like, out of all the talent that Dallas has, all three of us up here on this set are saying, yeah, they could win the Super Bowl, but they also can lose to the Packers. They could lose to the Packers this weekend coming up. And you're like, it wouldn't surprise you.
I don't think they're going to lose to the Packers.
I don't think they're going to lose to the Packers, but it wouldn't surprise you if they did, correct?
The question is who's going to more likely to collapse in the second half of the season when they have everyone's hopes high? Obviously the Cowboys. That's what they do.
Table cough. Let's go.
Wow.
He's just wearing a New York shirt. I looked away
because you guys were talking for 20 minutes for each matchup. So I looked away and didn't realize, oh, wow, you're actually doing it with pace today.
Shannon, I like
pace
your shirt.
Pace and timing. Keep it moving. All right.
Well, oh, I was told I have to.
Yeah, you're out of the frame.
All right,
so
here
we can't
go. Look,
see you.
Last matchup here. Last two teams on Take Your Pick looking at second half collapses. The Buffalo Bills or the Kansas City Chiefs. Key, who you got?
I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills in this situation because of where Josh Allen is. And I know it's a big tailgate situation that goes up in Buffalo and Archer Park and Ralph Wilson Stadium. So when we're done, I want you to take off that shirt and bring it over here so when we go up to Buffalo, we can use it as a tablecloth.
All I know is last year when Baker went down, Key and I were up here talking about Case Keenum and Baker Mayfield the same thing. Well, that's make my selection pretty easy, the Bills. That's easy. Case Keenum and Baker Mayfield, the same thing. The Bills have less of a chance to be successful in the back end.
Well, see, yeah, they were the same thing in Cleveland for in that system.
With Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, this is even worse.
Worse. Because Buffalo doesn't have the running game.
Hines and Secretary is not the same.
Guys, I don't know if you've noticed, the Chiefs don't collapse. That's not what they do. What they do is host the AFC Championship game every single year. Mahomes has never missed the AFC Championship game. It's crazy. All right. Speaking of the Bills, one of the reasons you might think they're going to collapse, and that's why we're talking about Case Keenum right now, is Josh Allen's right elbow. I really feel like this story is kind of being under-hyped. You know, like
you think it's being underhyped?
Only because I'm just picturing I'm a Buffalo Bill. I'm not a Bills fan. I'm just a football fan, right? A sports fan. And
you
I'm like,
slipped up and said I'm a Buffalo Bill fan.
No, I said I'm not. I'm saying
come
I'm
over to
a,
the Jay Will side.
I'm a Josh Allen fan
yeah,
because
see,
anytime you got a dude performing at this level,
up. He think he slipped.
He almost said it. It was he coming out. It. Okay. It was coming
another
out.
One. Almost it, said I'm a Buffalo Bill fan.
Never, I never even came close to saying that. I don't mean it.
But see, this is what happens though. When you become a fan of an individual, it kind of makes you become a de facto fan of the team a little bit.
But I'm just telling maybe you're right, but that's not how I feel right now. If that changes, I'll
you don't
let you
have
know.
To be defensive. It's okay. I don't know why you're throwing your
posture.
Hands up.
My posture is completely like, no. If I get defensive, I go like this.
That's right. You do cross their arms.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't feel that way.
Excuse me.
you're a little aggressive.
You're making me feel
aggressive.
Uncomfortable.
All he did was ask you one question.
So anyway, the point is Josh Allen, he's entering his prime. Big, strong, fast, huge arm, winning the whole thing. Oh, my God, he beat Mahomes. He's the greatest thing ever. He's legendary. His right elbow, his throwing elbow, and people are talking about Tommy John, maybe. Do you know what Tommy John means? It means a year you're out and then a year to get back where you were. That's in baseball.
Well, yeah, baseball. A little different in football for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Oh, man, like that's a big
same.
Deal, though.
It like it
yeah, right? You're
injury.
Throwing.
Yeah. No, it is. It's a big deal for Buffalo if he, for some reason, misses some time because Buffalo Bills' defense, number one, is a good defense. They're not a
– well, thin in the secondary.
Championship carry the team Super Bowl winning defense. We're not talking about 85 Bears, Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, Seattle's, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's not what we're – Dallas Cowboys
Giants,
right now.
86 Giants. Come on, let's go.
Okay, with the Giants, whatever. And so – they have to have him because he is the passing game. He's the running game. He's everything to them on offense. If you don't have him in there, then you immediately eliminate Davis and Stephon Diggs because Case Keenum is not him.
No.
Defenses are not going to respect Case Keenum the same way that they respect Josh Allen. So it's important.
Although he did have Diggs. Case Keenum had Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in other words, he's not unfamiliar from Minnesota, he's not unfamiliar with some of the stuff
yeah, but
they got.
It's not the same.
No, of course,
Max,
of course.
They're not running
big
it the same way.
Max, I was watching highlights.
Case Keenum was like two.
Yeah.
I was watching highlights. This is real athlete talk, okay?
Right.
This is how I evaluate things sometimes.
Me
it's
too.
Very simplistic. Yeah, I'm watching highlights on SportsCenter of Case Keenum just throw the rock, right? And he started to run back towards the huddle, and I was like, damn. I'm just watching him run. I'm like, that's not going to be good.
That's not good. Athletic as Josh Allen.
He's a different quarterback.
And that's okay. But just in that style and system, I think you recognize when you watch Case Keenum play, you're going to miss everything that Josh Allen brings.
You want to hear Sean McDermott, head coach of the Buffalo Bills, talk about this very subject? Let's listen to Sean McDermott.
In a second, though. Look.
Okay, go ahead.
What if they still had Mitch Trubisky as their backup, though?
Better.
It would be better
for the system. Yeah, better for the he's more athletic. All right, here's Sean McDermott.
What I've got on Josh is he's day-to-day, and the next question will be, is he going to play? And the answer is, we'll see. So based on the medical report that we have, Josh is day-to-day.
So Stefania Bell, ESPN injury analyst, of course, was on NFL Live talking about the elbow injury.
Not saying much. He tells us a lot.
Yeah.
What he tells us is there was no significant injury that could have ended his season or put him out for multiple weeks. So I think you can infer from our Chris Mortensen's reporting about the ulnar collateral ligament that this was a mild sprain, maybe a stretch of the ulnar nerve. That happens when you have a quick jerk to the arm in that position. So what do you do for it? It's really just rest and let it settle down. If structurally they felt like everything was okay, no massive tear, no injury to the flexor tendon, nothing that we need to worry about. This is really just let it settle, let him get back to throwing, and then see where he is. And like you said, we'll see.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, what worries me, though, is that's the type of injury, as I understand it, that if you leave it alone for, you know, a little bit and it gets better, you're good. But if you try to play through it, you could alter your career. So, like, what do the Bills do now?
Well, they got to make sure. Well, I think, one, they need to carefully watch it and see if it inflames or whatever the case is there before you start talking about surgery and all those other things. See where it's at.
Do you play him?
I mean, if he could throw the football and he's ready to go and there's no pain there and no swelling there, then you play him.
As long as it gets checked off by all the doctors and individually, yeah. But, I mean, if there's any ounce of him feeling uncomfortable,
do you,
I'm not playing
do you
my
trust
number
him
one
to tell you
athlete.
The truth, Jay?
Yeah, I do.
I trust him to tell me the truth, but I trust the doctors more to tell me their truth about where he actually is.
And keep, how do they know where he is?
I would believe him because I know who he is. If I'm in the building and I'm the general manager, I'm Brandon Bean, I'm the head coach, I know my player. So I know if you're lying to me or not. Yeah. And I can also look at you when you're throwing the ball and can tell he's not the same guy that he was 3 weeks ago.
Well, Max, I wanted to bring up one other point very quickly. It's funny a lot of times within sports what the schedule is able to provide you. Just think about this for the Vikings. The last 3 out of 4 games, they're going to be playing against backup quarterbacks. I mean, so
they played against backups all year.
So, like, you look at like their win total, and this is why people sometimes question, right, the legitimacy of the Vikings as being one of the top flight teams, because you're seeing some of the talent they're going up against,
and they're barely winning and against backup quarterbacks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, I don't look at it that way, though, man. Because
he got a win in the bank. That's why.
I mean, your record is your record, but let's be honest and talk about who your record is against. Like,
but it doesn't matter. Everybody,
but we're making projections.
Everybody does that.
Key, you're right in terms of where you are, but Jay is using that to look forward and project what they can do. So, again, they're playing backups, right? So they may look good, but when they eventually face the better teams, can they win when they're just squeaking by backup quarterbacks?
But every team in a National Football League squeaks by people. It's just
But when they're the backup quarterback, like what you said is the good teams beat up the bad teams.
And they have won games that have been good teams with backups and starters. They just have. So everybody's not backups.
So, all right, let's find out the answer about this, Key.
It's the Kirk Cousins effect, is what it is.
Who's the best team in the NFC?
Eagles.
The Eagles.
Who's the second best team in the NFC?
I would say the Cowboys.
Who's the third best team in the NFC?
Seattle or Niners?
Niners now, especially if they get these 11 players back the way Adam reported. I would probably say Seattle Niners.
So then you have Seattle or Niners as the fourth, right?
No, yeah, either or three, four, somewhere in there.
Okay, great. Where do you have the Vikings?
I would probably say
that's my point.
I take the Bucks before the Vikings.
I'm not saying that they can't do it.
I'm not saying that they can't beat them. That's just they got a better, tougher style or defense to me, but it doesn't mean that the Vikings can't beat them.
Nobody's up here saying that the Vikings can't do it. I'm just giving you other arguments, which makes you think about where they're projected to finish. You
know, Dalvin Cook is one of the top four backs in the league.
Talent-wise, nobody's questioning any of the talent on their roster.
But if I took off Cousins off the back of that jersey and I put Fleming on the back of that jersey, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
But Key,
we'll be sitting up here saying 7-1, oh my God, that's a good football team. Because
they are
it's a Kirk Cousins effect, I'm telling you.
They are a good football team.
It's a Kirk Cousins effect.
But it's okay to question who their wins have been against and how it hasn't looked great, Key.
Okay,
they found ways to win. I get it, and I'm giving them credit for it.
And unlike the Giants, they're loaded with talent and they're squeaking by against backup quarterbacks. That makes me think that they're not actually overachieving, if anything, they're underachieving.
You don't have the same intensity for other teams.
You might have a point.
Minnesota might have a point in division this year, by the way.
Look, coming from behind in fourth quarter comebacks.
You might have a point.
I picked the Vikings to win a division this year, by the way.
It's hurt.
Yeah, maybe.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.